Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host today, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to appreciate you at this particular time for joining the Love Live Jesus Ministry as we move higher in the Lord. Today is a very special segment in that we will have a very special guest. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to just wake up this morning and you started us on our way, Lord. We're asking that you bless this segment to be something that is conducive to what you would have it to be. We ask that the things said and done on this particular ministry be something that is acceptable in your sight and that will help individuals from all over the world. We thank you for each opportunity that you're able to give us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for just blessing us as we're able to just carry on and go about our way. And we ask that you just continue to keep your loving arms around us each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And actually, we're going to read Psalm 136, number 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, number 1. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And at this particular time, I guess it's not here. And if we have to reschedule, we can do that because I know and I have faith that the Lord always provides. And he gives a word. He gives an encouraging word at this particular moment, at this particular time. And so we're going to carry on. And the first thing I would like for you to do is I would like for you to get out a sheet of paper and a pencil. And I will tell you what we're going to do next. I'll give you about 30 seconds. Okay. At this particular time, what I want you to do is I want you to think of two things that you would like to ask our Lord. It could be two things dealing with things that you're struggling with. It could be two things that you need from the Lord. It could be something that is really frustrating to your soul, to your mind, that is really affecting your body. It could be whatever you would want it to be. I want you to ask the Lord for that. Sometimes we come before the Lord and we ask the Lord for things that we want, when sometimes we just need to come and ask the Lord, what is your will for my life? So I'm going to give you about 2 minutes to do that. I'll give you another minute or so, because it's very important that we come into the presence of the Lord and ask what we need, for what we need. And as you finish up, some of you are still questioning. And the thing about it is all you have to do is ask the Lord, what is it on your mind that you would like to ask our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? I'm going to give you another 30 seconds, and the reason why is because we're not going to rush this thing, because the Lord has a lot to say today. If our guest comes on, that's great. If she does not, then we can always reschedule. So I'm going to give you about 30 more seconds. Okay. Now, you have asked the Lord for two things, or maybe more. And so what I want you to do is I want you to really focus on that and put that particular paper or those particular questions that you stored in your long-term memory, I want you to put it on the positive side of your brain, whatever side that is, because we have a positive side and we also have a negative side, and we'll get into that once we deal with science and the biology and things of that nature. But there's a positive side of your brain and there's a negative side. I want you to put it into your positive side. And what I want you to know today is that as the Lord is revealing these things, I want you to know that the Lord wants us to function more on the positive side of our brain, whichever side that is. Now, you may say, well, how do I know which side is my positive side? Well, that's something that has to be determined by you. Usually, we have left brain and right brain individuals. And so whichever side is your dominant side, and we're going to take a test for that as well, then that's where you need to store all of these positive things, because what we want to happen is we want all of these positive attributes to outweigh all of our negative things that goes on through our minds. And sometimes the environment can cause negative things to filtrate in our minds without us even speaking or thinking about it, and it's because we see it. And so what the Lord is saying today is we want to make sure that we store everything within the positive side of our minds, whatever side that is. For me, the positive side of my mind is the left side, and that's where I store all of my positive things. The middle of my brain is more neutral. I try to remain fair and ethical. And then, of course, the right side of my brain is my creativity, which I try to ward out, or I try to cast out those negative things that may come in my mind because of different environmental things or different situations. So you have to be cognizant of which side of the brain you're functioning on, because you want to make sure that the majority of the day you're functioning on the positive side. Now, think about a balance being, okay? There has to be a balance. Of course, you're going to experience some unfavorable things at times, but you have to weigh it out, either being neutral or you have to weigh it out with putting something positive over it. Okay? And so, as I said before, today, I know that the Lord wants to speak with us. As I said before, any time that I come on the ministry, I always have a revelation or a word from God. At this particular time, at this particular point, I know that the Lord wants to speak to us. I know that He has an encouraging word for us. What that word is, I don't know. But what I do know is that it centers once again around Him wanting us to know, and speaking of Jesus Christ, wanting us to know that He is faithful. And so as I said before, and this song never gets old because it's applicable every day, because every day is new mercies that we see. And so I'm going to play once more Miss Karen Shawell, and this particular song is entitled He is Faithful. And then we're going to go into the Word of God. If our guest shows up, then we will transfer back into the interview mode. If not, we're going to move on with the revelation of God that is so on fire in my mind. So we're going to move on with the revelation of God. But I want you to really listen to this particular song entitled He is Faithful, and we're speaking about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Give us just a second. We're having some technical volume issues, but praise the Lord anyhow, because we're going to get it settled here in just a second. We're going to start this particular song over. And if you just be patient and think about the goodness of God and how He has kept us, He's kept us all this week, you know, just thinking about things that are going on. The Lord has been faithful unto us, and He's kept us in danger, seen and unseen. And think about and pray for those individuals who are going through at this particular time, because somebody didn't make it. And so we just pray to God for everyone, because everyone needs prayer. And so as I get ready to play this particular song by Miss Karen Shawell, I want you to really think about how faithful God is.
Been so faithful to me. In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. Was all gone when my heart had no song. Still in love, He's proved faithful to me. Every word He's promised is true. He is waiting with His arms open.
Joelle, please check her out on Facebook and also look at some of her artwork. She's an artist as well, an artist as in singing and an artist as in drawing. So please look her up on Facebook. As I was sitting here listening to the revelation of God, what we need to do at this particular time is pray for consecration. Then afterwards, we're going to go into prayer for whatever the Lord would have us pray for. And then we're going to come with a word. Once again, and I want you to write this down before we even get started, write down the word faithful, write down the word presence, God's presence, and write down the word power, and write down the word God, or excuse me, phrase, God will take care of you. I want you to write down faithful, presence, power, and God will take care of you. That's four different topics the Lord gave me as I was sitting here. I know that those are the big topics that we're going to talk about. The direction the Lord is going to lead us, he's going to lead through the Word of God. So at this particular time, I'm unable to give you a synopsis, but the instruction is to consecrate ourselves first. And then we will go into prayer. Then after which we will come back with a revelation from God that will encourage us all. And that will be nourishment to our bodies, to our minds, and to our soul. I can tell you this as the Lord is revealing this. There are many people who are listening to the Love of Jesus ministry, whether it's you called in, whether it's you're listening from your computer. There are many people who are listening. And the Lord says that today you shall receive your answer. Not from my strength, meaning my strength, but from God's strength, and because you've held out your faith. And so what I can tell you with this particular ministry today on faithfulness and presence and power and God will take care of you is that you will find your answer. And that's how you know that this is a revelation from God. So we're going to go into prayer. You're going to hear two different prayers. Then we will go into the Word of God. And as I said before, we'll have to reschedule our guest. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and he has a revelation for those who may feel sad, those who are angry, those who are happy. There's a word for each circumstance, each person who will listen to this ministry, each person who is listening at this moment, the host, and just each person. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as empty cups, waiting to be filled with the revelation, the prophecy, the word, that you would bestow upon the people. We ask, Lord, would you lead and guide this particular ministry? Would you take over this ministry, Lord, in a way that you will reveal who you are? Would you take over this ministry in a way that you crown this head from the top to the bottom with your wisdom, your knowledge, and your power? We take out any worldly things that's in our hearts, in our minds. We take out anything that distracts us. We take out any type of fallacies, lies, anything that is biased, anything that is not of you. We come purified. Purity means that we come white as snow. And we ask that you just allow your image and will to go forth in this particular place at this particular time. We ask that all of those with bow down heads hear from you and be lifted up. We ask that those who are excited and jubilant and happy, that they remain in that condition and state. We ask that those who are worried, going through something right now, we ask that you deliver them from the storm, Lord. We understand that sometimes your will is unfavorable because we expect every will of God to be good. But just like there is rain, there is also sunshine. And we understand that sometimes we're going to have valley moments. Sometimes we're going to have mountainous experiences. And we thank you for each experience that you have given unto us and those experiences that you will give to us. We ask that if we are too high, would you humble us and bring us down? If we're too low, we ask that you raise us up like you did Lazarus, because we need to hear a word from you. We ask that you hide this image of myself behind you and help the people of God and those other individuals to see who you are and to hear the richness of your word. We realize and understand that we are in a capacity that is small as of now. But Lord, you said in your word that you shall expand, where people will hear the word of God and people will see and witness that the great I am is speaking right now at this particular time and place. We ask that you order the words that you have and the highlights of this particular ministry. We ask that you order it in the name of Jesus. We ask that if there's anyone who is filled with sadness, we ask that you be the person who lifts them up. We ask that if anyone is going through a depressed state or a state of uncertainty, we ask that you be the Father who gives them comfort. Allah El Shaddai Elohim, Yahweh, Eli, Emmanuel. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the many things that you have done for us and the things that you will continue to do for us. We ask in a special way would you continue to bless this ministry to go higher and to begin or to continue to give the authentic word of God, something that is true and real and something that people can feel. We want people to feel the Spirit of God. As we transition into our second prayer, Lord, we're praying for souls. We're praying for those souls who are in the hospitals, those who are hanging on for their dear lives, Lord. We pray for their family members as they stand by their bedside, Lord. We pray for their friends as they are praying and calling and trying to comfort. We pray for their kids and their grandkids, Lord. We pray for the whole community that will be affected or who is affected by this, Lord. We ask, would you bless those who are going into surgery, those who are coming out of surgery, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus for a healing touch, Lord, because we realize and understand that you are a physician who does well and who is perfect in everything that you do. We thank you for the praise reports from all over different places that reveal to us that people made it through surgeries, Lord. People made recoveries. People are making recoveries. We thank you for those victories, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless our youth, Lord, as the spirit of death is still running rapid, Lord, all over this world. We ask that peace be still. We ask that whatever spirit this is that's taking our kids out, we ask that it be removed, Lord. We understand and recognize that kids are losing their lives on a daily basis because of guns and weaponry, because of different things, accidents, and we ask in the name name of Jesus, would you cover and heal and protect each child who is on this earth, Lord. We ask that you bring restoration and we bring closure to things that have happened to kids, whether it be at school, whether it be at home, whether it be at church, whether it be whatever place, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask him, would you comfort. We ask, would you bless the bereaved families who are going through, those who are still grieving over lost loved ones who have been gone for years, and those who are grieving over present loved ones who are gone. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless, Lord. We ask, would you take control of America, Lord, for she is out of order. She is in chaos. There's a storm going on in America between the authority and the civilians or the people, and we ask that you bring peace that surpasses understanding. We ask that you give a special word or a touch to those whose minds are not with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bind the spirit of domestic violence, as we were able to read about two or three different incidents that happened, Lord. We ask that you raise men of standard where they will love their wives as they love their mothers, Lord, and hopefully they love their mothers, Lord Jesus, and hopefully they have a love for you, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you create in us a clean heart and an open mind and renew our spirits, Lord, because some of our spirits are dead. We're dead to sin, Lord. We're dead to lust, jealousy, hate, malice, wanting to be seen, wanting to be first, Lord, wanting to be I, me, Lord. But you said be humble, Lord, and try not to show out. Try not to act like you know so much, Lord. And we're asking, Lord, if we have those spirits, would you remove it right now, Lord, because you said that you're going to cast those type spirits in the lake of fire. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you humble us and help us to be the persons that you would want us to be. Help us not to be know-it-alls. Help us to let someone else light shine. Help us to remain humble and meek. Help us to be the people that you would have us to be. Help us to be able to go out into the world and tolerate those who are not in the presence of your Holy Spirit, Lord. We ask that you forgive us of anything, any sins or any thoughts that we've had for the past weeks or the past years or the past decades, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you bless each school and each child who attends school. We ask that you bless the parents, Lord, of those particular kids, and that you bless the children, Lord, and that you bless the teachers, and that you bless the community leaders and all of those individuals, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you preserve lives, Lord. Would you hold the death angel back and bind the death angel's hands where they cannot get to our children, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you bring about a change for those individuals who choose not to dwell in the house of the Lord for whatever reason, because they feel it's hypocrisy, because they don't want to go, or because they feel like they can have God to themselves just being where they are. We ask, Heavenly Father, as you are revealing that you're going to send a sign of attention, and people are going to begin to run unto you and seek you, and they're going to begin to flood the churches because they will feel like it's the end of the world, Lord. But you said this is just the beginning. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you help this week, whatever area it is that will experience flooding, whatever area it is that will experience your coming, whatever area it is, Lord, we ask that you preserve those lives and help them this day to get their hearts right and their minds fixed and their minds made up, because we know the day nor the hour, we do not know the day nor the hour in which you will come, but you have promised that you're coming back again. And we ask, would you bless that area, whatever that area is. We ask, would you bless those individuals to be anchored, not only anchored as far as in safety, but anchored in you, Lord, because we ask and we just humbly submit that you preserve and you keep individuals, Lord. We ask that you help us to love better. Would you help us to pray better for our neighbors? Would you help us to do your holy and righteous will? And now, Lord, as we transition out of this prayer into the revelation of God, we ask that something will be said or done that will help encourage your children, that will edify, that will uplift and empower us, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen and amen. And the revelation of God is going to go forth. And for those of you who are just joining me, I want to catch you up here. The four topics that we're going to discuss is faith, or being faithful, presence, power, and God will take care of you. Okay? If you hear some pauses, understand that I'm still on the line, but we have to make sure that we are sincere when we tell people things that the Lord has said. We want to make sure that we don't add ingredients or take away ingredients, because it's very important. We're actually speaking about souls that we're saving, and not only are we trying to save people's souls, but we're trying to save our own. And so I'm excited and delighted to hear what the Lord has to say. I know as much as you do, which is I know the four topics that we're going to discuss, but I'm going to let the Lord use me in a way in which he will convey the revelation of God and how he wants us to respond to different things. So I want you to write down the word faith, and then beside faith, I want you to write down faithful. Ladies and gentlemen, when we speak about faith, we speak about believing in something that has not occurred. Faith is akin to belief. We believe in something that has not occurred. The Lord promised you that he had something for you. You have not laid eyes on whatever this is. You don't even know how you're going to receive it, but the Lord has told you that you will receive it. And you have held on to that particular faith for over 2 years. That is an example of faith. Let's bring it home. When you plant a seed in the ground, when you place a seed in the ground, there is an expectancy that something will grow. That is faith, or you wouldn't have planted the seed in the ground. Let's talk about being faithful. Faithful is different from having faith, because with faith, you're holding on to the promise. When you are faithful, let's think about if you're dating someone, if you're married to someone, that means that you are, God says, we are committed unto him. He says, no matter what happens in our lives, no matter what storms, thank you, Jesus, that comes in our lives, no matter how much people try to be seen or try to take away your credit or try to make you look bad, the Lord says that you remain faithful. That means that you are committed unto him. That means that you can't say that I'm going to lay down my religion today and I'm going to give someone a piece of my mind. He says you are committed. Means that you have put on the face of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as you go out in the world. He says, my people are faithful. When we speak about being faithful, speak about when we are going through the storms of life. I told you a story a long time ago when I used to travel to Texas A&M, and I told you about a huge storm that came, and the storm was pounding and you couldn't see. And the first instinct that I had was, Lord, I need to pull over. But I had faith, which means I believed that the Lord was going to take care of me because of the relationship that I have with the Lord, and I know that I belong to him. So I displayed my faith. But I became faithful unto the Lord when he revealed that he is going to lead and direct my path. And so I began to follow the white line, and thankfully, I made it to Waco, Texas. Praise God. Amen. I didn't pull over to the side, so I my faithfulness. So the Lord says there's a difference between being faithful and displaying faith. Now the question at this particular time that the Lord just revealed, and I want you to write this down because I need to write it down as well, is can you, or can one, to be politically correct, can one have faith and not be faithful? Can one or can a person have faith and not be faithful? Well, the Lord is showing me a friend or a wife or a husband or a significant other or whomever, two people. And I want you to draw two sticks. You know how we used to draw the stick figures? Just draw two sticks, side by side. Leave a little bit of space. I want you to put an arrow, and for the first person, I want you to put faith. The second person, I want you to put faithful. Okay? Now, if you notice, the two arrows, and the Lord is showing this, because a lot of people are writing this down, including myself. If you notice, the two arrows that you pointed away from each stick is pointing in a different direction. And if you notice, the drawing looks something like the bottom of a tree. And so what you have is the roots of that particular tree is split. The Lord says there is a split. So can a person have faith and not be faithful? The answer to that question is no. A person cannot have faith and be faithful or vice versa. So if, let's make this an individual thing. If I have faith, but I'm not faithful, that means I'm not committed. So really, I don't have faith because I believe that the Lord is the Lord. I believe that. But I'm not faithful or committed because I think that God does not see me. I'm not faithful or committed because I can't see my way out. I don't see a way out. I don't even know how I'm going to get there. So I'm not being faithful. I'm not even showing faithfulness. I'm not being committed. I'm not staying in the Word of God. But I have faith. But I'm not staying in the Word of God. And this is a struggle. We're going to pause right there. This is a struggle that many people face. And this is how, ladies and gentlemen, we miss the voice of God. This is how we miss the mark. This is how we do not make it to our destiny. This is how we allow people to hinder us from listening to the voice of God or from being faithful unto God, because we do not remain faithful. We have faith in God, right, when we planted that seed. But for some reason, we lost our commitment unto God when that seed began to grow, but then it died. We lost faith. I mean, we lost our commitment. And so we stopped planting it because we said, well, I planted one seed and it died. I have faith that the Lord can make this particular vegetable grow, but it died. So what's the use of me doing it again? You're not committed. The Lord says you have to keep trying because there is a season, just like that seed was planted, right, and the seed died. We may have planted it in the winter. The Lord says there is a season to plant. He said there is a season. So the storm that you're going through or the happiness that you're going through, there is a season. There is a season. You may be in your mountain season. Your neighbor may be in their valley season. Just like faith and faithful are on two different or totally opposite terrains. They must come together. He said, that's why the Lord says the stronger should help the weak. Because no one, even twins, are in their same season. When you work with people, I don't care how much they pretend, wherever you work, people are in their different seasons of life. No matter how much they smile, no matter how much they put on, they're different seasons. Some people are going through marital problems. Some people are going through financial problems. Some people are going through the storms of life. Some people are going through whatever issues. No one is in the same season. So the Lord says there has to be a balance with people. He said, but the main thing we need to understand is that no matter what you go through, no matter what you're experiencing, no matter how many times you get on stage and have to smile when inside you're depressed and you're crying inside, he says you have to display the faith and know that God is going to bring you out of that storm, whether it's a physical storm or whether it's the storm of life. Number two, you have to be faithful, which means you have to be committed. You even have to be committed in a marriage. Somebody asked, do you have to be committed when you're dating someone? Well, the answer is yeah, because that means that if not, then you're telling the story to two people or three people, how many ever people. Yeah, you have to be faithful and committed. That's the only way it'll work. And so the Lord is saying, in order to get to the place that he's promised you, right, you have to trust him even in your storm. You can't go and flirt with the devil and say, well, you know what, I'm going to tell this person a piece of my mind. I'm just going to quit. I'm going to stop trying. You can't do that. We have to have faith, but we also have to be faithful. That's a relationship with God. We can't hold God's hand today and then tomorrow let it go because something happened. Get up, dust yourself off, and keep moving. God says, have faith. And he said, then be committed and faithful unto him. So this is a good question as the Lord is revealing. You say, so how do I have faith and be faithful at the same time? I'm going through the storm of life. The Lord has taken everything from me. I'm going through so many trials. And then those people who are on the mountain says, you know, the Lord has blessed me with so many things, and I want to remain humble, you know. And so it's a two-way street. When the Lord takes something away, as he is showing, he never takes our faith away, and he never takes our faithfulness away. We do that. The Lord says when he takes something away, he replaces it with something else. He replaces it with something else. Many times, right, the Lord's will is totally different from ours. And we're speaking of life, we're speaking of death, we're speaking of whatever the Lord has taken away. He said it was his will. He said it was because he had a task for you to do. And because of that, because of your current state, he had to take it away so that you can become closer unto him. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to display this revelation as the Lord is giving. And I know this is a lot of information, but just play it over, because as the Lord is giving, I'm giving it. And a lot of people are tracking. I thank you for that. The Lord says when he takes something away, it's not a punishment. It's not to get at you. It's not to make you sad or upset. It's not to destroy your life. He says he wants you to be closer to him. And some of the things that we have hinders us from being faithful unto God. Did you know that? And I just figured this out. Some of the things that we have hinders us from being faithful unto God. And somebody's saying right now, but I go to church. I do this. I'm a good person. I do that. Right. But the Lord says things that he gives, he can also take it away. These are things that's on earth, just like our lives. God's going to take that away too. And so he says, because something is taken away doesn't mean or doesn't give us the right to lose faith and become unfaithful unto him. We have to continue to trust God. That's why I continue to play that song, because the Lord wants us to know that he is faithful. Whatever he promised you, whatever he told you, it's going to happen. It may look dark. You can't see the end of the tunnel. You're frustrated. You don't know what to do. Or you may be on your mountain experience. You may be happy as a lark. But the Lord says, if you lose everything you have, he said, continue to hold on to your faith and stay faithful unto him, committed. Don't backslide. Don't tell the devil you want to dance with him. He says, stay faithful to him. The Lord has mansions. He has favor. He has grace. He has mercy. He has love, unconditional love. He'll love you when nobody else will. When you wake up every morning, you know that God is the same God he was yesterday. He doesn't act funny like some of us do. He doesn't try to be the show in which he could be. He doesn't try to be the know-it-all. He doesn't try to make people look bad or degrade people. He upgrades. That's what he does. That's the type of God we serve. That's why I love God so much, and that's why I try to emulate that life. Because the faithfulness and having faith in God pays off. Because God will be with you no matter what. When people leave, when people try to make you look bad, the Lord goes before you and he speaks well of you. right? He speaks well of you. So God is saying at this particular time, at this particular hour, he says, hold on to your faith. No matter if you're on the mountain or if you're on the valley, do not lose your faith in God. You can't see what God told you. You have no idea how you're going to get there. You have nothing, or you may have everything. The Lord says, continue to have faith. This is a test. Continue to have faith. You're going to have people, close people, that may say things. You're going to have people who you have no idea who they are who may say things. But the Lord says, hold on to your faith because you know him. And you know that God is faithful. He said, but at the same time, you have to remain faithful to him. You have to remain committed. Right? Just think about an athlete. If they decide, I don't want to work out for 6 weeks, and then you want to play the game, on the 6th week, you're going to be out of shape. The Lord is never going to leave us or forsake us. But when we lose that commitment unto God, then we begin to walk out of the will of God, and we begin to go places and do that we never should do. We have to continue to walk into the path. I guarantee you. I want you to draw a line. The Lord is showing. Just draw a straight line. I want you to draw just 2 feet. It doesn't matter if it's not neat or not. Just draw 2 feet. The Lord showed this to me, and he says, because you drew that straight line, your feet, either way it go, is going to walk into the path of righteousness. Either way, because you're on the straight and narrow, and you're guided by God. I want you to draw, at this particular time, as the Lord is showing me, I want you to draw two lines. I want you to draw 2 feet in between those two lines. So you should have one line. It kind of looks like a tree with a hole in it. You draw one line, and you draw 2 circles, then you draw another line. The Lord says with this, this is a double-minded person, because one day they'll have faith in God, and the next day they don't. Well, there's 2 different roads the person can take. One will lead to hell, and one will lead to heaven. And it's kind of like you choose this day whom you will serve. The Lord says, choose this day whom you will serve. Will you serve God and be faithful and committed unto him and hold on to your faith? Or will you waver and serve the devil? What are you going to do? So, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is saying at this particular time, he says, keep your faith. How do you preserve your faith? You have to pray. Why do you have to pray? And I want you to write that down, right by faith. Why do you have to pray? You have to pray because sometimes Satan sends people to make you look bad. Sometimes Satan does things to make you look bad. And you have to pray so you can keep the faith in God and know that God is going to tell the truth. Know that God is going to go before you. Know that God is going to be with you and he's going to stand by you. So prayer helps with faith. When we talk about being faithful, how do you remain committed? How do you remain committed unto God? Prayer and reading the Word of God. When you read the Word of God, you'll know which direction to go in when people approach you the wrong way, when people say the wrong things to you, when people try to make you look bad. You'll know how to be faithful, and you'll know how to be committed. God requires that we are committed and we are faithful unto him. Okay? There is no being unfaithful. There is no going to the devil when we get mad at God because God didn't answer our prayer, because God didn't give us whatever we wanted at that particular time. God says you have to remain committed and faithful in the good and the bad. It's kind of like when you're married. When you get mad, do you just divorce your spouse and then come back the next day and say, well, let's get remarried? You don't do that. You stay in the race. That's commitment. That's what the Lord expects of us, that we stay in the race, that we hang on in there with him, because he is going to be faithful to us. And, you know, We have to display our faith in God through prayer. Let's move on. The presence. On yesterday or the day before, the Lord, I want you to turn the page. The Lord revealed power and presence. Many people want to say, I have power. And I want you to write this down as the Lord is giving it to me. Power is established through position. And we're talking about through titles, position. Power is established through people selection. Okay? It's established through expectations, and it's established through your mind. When I think about power, I think about Hitler, which is negative power. People were following because they were afraid. When I think about power, I think about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. People were following because they were getting results. And God says there's a presence. The presence comes from anointing. It comes from God. It comes from prayer. It comes from prophecy. It comes from purity. And being in the presence of God comes from humbleness. If you notice, and if you look at these two, when we have powerful people, powerful because of their position, okay? They're powerful because of their position. Any president of a company, any president of a foundation is powerful because of their position. They're able to make the rules. They're able to oversee things. Sometimes we obtain power through people selection when we talk about delegating people to different boards, delegating people, putting people in different decision-making positions. That's a people selection. That's power. Because of expectations, you have power. If you're at a school and you come up with expectations, there's power. And then, of course, the mind, just being knowledgeable gives you power. And the Lord showed me that out of the two, the presence is the most powerful. And you would think power is because power is through the people. But the Lord says, what happens when the storms of life hit you? Can any of these, I want you to write down storms, can any of these things under power save you? Can your mind save you? Can your expectations save you? Can people selecting you save you? Can your position save you? The answer to that for storms is no. The Lord says, what about when that death angel knocks on a familiar door? Put death angel. Can your position save you? Can people selection save the person? Can expectation save the person? Can the mind save the person? The answer is no. The Lord goes on to say, what about faith? Can position continue to help you hold on to your faith? What about people selection? What about expectations? What about your mind? And a lot of people would say, my mind will help me hold on to your faith. But the Lord says, unless you're in the presence of him, he says, your mind is invalid because your mind is formed, your thinking is formed by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So the answer to that is no. Let's go to the presence of God. The Lord says when you get into his presence or when you have the presence of God, he says you are anointed. Anointed means that the Lord has filled you with the word of God. The Lord has given you power. You have automatic power. It's not because of your position. It's not because people selected you. It's not because of expectations. It's not because of the mind. The Lord says that the power from the presence of God when you walk into a place, he says that is from the anointing of God. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you go to the White House and you stand before the president. You still have an anointed power that no one else has. When we talk about presence, we're talking about God, being in the presence of God. How do you get there? Through prayer. You consecrate yourself. No position can put you into the presence of God. Popularity cannot put you in the presence of God. Your expectations cannot put you in the presence of God, nor your mindset. Your prayers and your faith put you in the presence of God. It's kind of like when you are at a concert and there's a celebrity performing or there's someone performing. Your position may put you close to the person. But God says really having a relationship and really knowing that person, that is favor from God that puts you into the presence, right? Number three is prayer. Prayer is very prevalent when we talk about the presence, being in the presence of God. Prayer is very prevalent. That's how we're able to experience the presence of God. When we talk about prophecy, right, prophecy is the presence of God because that is the most intimate thing of God's heart. That is very intimate. The Lord shares those things that's within his heart. When we talk about purity, purity is like a marriage, you know. It's being very clean. It's having a clean heart and an open mind so that the Lord can fill your cup. When the Lord fills your cup, you're in the presence of God because you begin to spew out the things that the Lord has revealed unto you, which is also entitled or called visions. Then the humbleness puts you in the presence of God by being humble. When we think about the woman with the issue of blood who came unto Jesus Christ, she had this issue for 12 long years, but she was humble. And not only was she humble in her asking if she could touch the hem of his garment, but she was humble as she came through the crowd, pressed her way through the crowd. And so she came in a humble manner. So when we talk about power and presence, the Lord says, out of those two, he says presence is, or presence overpowers power. Presence overpowers power. So if individuals think that they have a lot of power, God says, think again, because he can send a storm and wipe everybody away, and your power cannot save you, but your anointing and your humbleness and prayer can. He says he can send a death angel, right? He said, but your position and your popularity and your expectations cannot save you. He says only the anointing, only God, only prayer, prophecy, purity, and humbleness can save you. Right? He says when you are depressed and when you're going through the storms of life and you've lost something very valuable unto you and you're going through and you're at night crying your heart out and you're saturating your pillow with tears, he says your position can't save you. He says your popularity can't save you. He said they can pray for you. He said and your expectations can't save you and your mind can't save you. He says the only thing that can save you is the presence of God and prayer, prophecy, and people praying for you and the anointing, an anointed person. So when we look at power and presence, God says be in the presence because once the Lord anoints you, then he gives you power automatically. You're entitled to power because you're anointed by God. If you notice that power falls under the category of people and yourself, God says we cannot do anything in our own strength. He says we must do it through his will, which is anointing, which is God, right? That's why he says no one comes unto the Father but by me. Then prayer, he says put on the full armor because when you go out, the devil's going to hit you with several things. Prophecy, purity, and humbleness. And at the end of this, the Lord is going to reveal something about praying for our youth before they go out. He said because you may be the mother and father, right, and you may be an attorney or you may be, you may be a billionaire. He said it doesn't mean that the death angel can't visit. And this is real life. This is not to scare anybody. He said, but prayer, he said it stretches from the highest mountain to the lowest valley. People can't save you, you know. Your life is not invincible because of who you are. Your life will be saved because of whose you are and because you're anointed and filled with the Holy Ghost. Is that right? Okay, so when we talk about power and presence, the Lord says seek more of God's power, of God's presence than power, right? Power is a worldly thing, and if we're trying to make it to eternal life, we want to make sure that we're in the presence of God. We're putting on the full armor of God. It's kind of like a life jacket and also a bulletproof jacket. You know, and when we talk about power, we shouldn't seek power from people. We shouldn't seek power from doing things. The power comes from on high. That's why I never had a problem with power, because the Lord says that his presence is way more than power. And so I seek for the anointing. I seek for the prophecy. I seek for God. I seek for the word of God. I seek for the truth. I seek for understanding rather than power, rather than popularity, because God says all those things will be wiped away. He says because we're wayward people. One day we're hot, the next day we may be cold. God says stay constant in season and out of season, right? He says you can't be lukewarm. Either you're hot or cold. So therefore, the only thing that's consistent, and that's why I seek this, and I learned this when I was young, the only thing that is consistent is when you begin to speak about things about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay? So presence and power. The Lord says today, he says seek his presence. Run after the word. Try to impress God and stop trying to impress people. Try to be popular with God and the kingdom of God instead of winning a popularity contest. Try to make God happy instead of making people happy. Stop buying friendship and start loving God. And he will send the right people in your lives. You don't have to buy friendship. You don't have to try to outdo anybody. He said, just be yourself. That's what he's saying. He said, but seek his presence. And his presence affords you power. All right? And you're equipped. And number four, God will take care of you. And this is an encouraging word. And the Lord is going to give me a revelation to say about that. No matter what you're going through in life, no matter what people say, how people try to make you look bad, make you look like nothing you do counts, they try to seek power. The Lord says he, and this is a promise, will take care of you. But I've lost everything. God says that he will take care of you. The Lord will never put you in a position, and I've said this a lot of times, where you lose something and he does not replace it with something better. That's the type of God we serve. Your storm may last for a couple of weeks. It may even last a couple of months. But in that process, you're going to get closer unto God. You're going to begin to walk in the path that he have you walk in. And you will never want for anything. That's the type of God we serve. And so with this particular thing, God will take care of you. He will take care of you no matter what. I was talking to someone a couple of years ago. This person told me that they was in school. And they felt like a social misfit. And this particular person says, you know, they used to pray unto God that God would send them a friend. And he did. And so God is going to always take care of you. All you have to do is reach out to God. That's all. Just reach out to God. That's all you have to do. Is reach out to God. He's waiting, patiently waiting. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, as I begin to close, that we understand these principles of being faithful and having faith, understanding that presence is bigger than power, and understanding that God will take care of you no matter what storms you're going through. We pray for those who are in the hospitals. But we also understand and recognize that God has a will. And whatever his will is, we must accept it, whether it's reluctantly or whether it's favorably. We must accept the will of God. The Lord is speaking right now. Do not ever let someone make you feel like you're less than because you're not. Because if we were greater than, all of us would be in heaven looking down. All of us would be on the right side and the left side of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We've all sinned and fallen short, right? And everyone has skeletons in their closet. So don't ever allow someone to make you feel bad or make you look bad, because there are a lot of things in our closets that can make us look bad or feel bad, whether it's past, present, or coming to the future. Each person is valuable. Each person means something. Each person belongs to someone. And so I'm making my point that when I interact with people, I always make them feel valued. I'm the type of person when I deal with people, I let other people's light shine. I don't try to outdo people because I serve a God that gives me what I need and what I want. And so there's never a race or competition because the Lord is going to provide. I believe that. I've always believed that as a child. And so what I'm saying to you and what God is saying today, don't seek power. Seek presence, God's presence, and God will give you everything you need. You know, it's very important that we listen to the word of God and that we apply these principles to our lives. It's very important that we're cognizant of how we treat people. Because just as we dig a ditch for one person, we might as well dig two because we're going to fall in it as well. Just as we make somebody else look bad, well, there's something else that can make you look bad as well. You know? And God is saying, you know, there are many instances in the Bible when that woman was caught in the act, he could have made her look bad. But he didn't. That's the type of God we serve. Right? So, whatever is going on, everyone has skeletons in their closet. Everyone is imperfect. There's no one perfect. If there is, I want you to inbox me or call me and let me know who it is, because I would love to have them on the Love of Jesus ministry and find out what's the secret to being perfect, because no one is, right? So never allow someone to downplay what you're doing, make you look bad. You have to have that confidence and that faith and be faithful unto God so that you can stand up and so that you can still hold your head up in spite of whatever. Because if the truth be told, if we go around to people, there are a lot of things that can put us to shame, and there are a lot of things that makes us imperfect. No one's perfect. All of us are trying to seek God, the presence of God, and enter into the kingdom of God. Right? Have we always been committed to our Lord and Savior? No, we haven't. No, we haven't. But the Lord says each day of our lives we should seek that particular commitment that he's speaking about. Will this be an overnight thing? Of course not. It won't. But God says continue to seek his face and discontinue trying to please and impress men, because they will be impressed today and forget who you are tomorrow. But everything that we do for Christ will last. And so it's very important that we be ready at all times, because we never know when we'll be called on by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whether it's called home, whether it's called on to do different things for the kingdom of God. Be ye ready. And this concludes our particular presentation. As I said before, we will reschedule with our artist. We're going to have to reschedule. So without further ado, I would like to, as the Lord is revealing, I would like for you to listen to the revelation of God. I recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto you. You can come in any way that the Lord sends you. The Lord accepts you for who you are. The Lord will not judge who you are because he loves you. That's the type of God we serve. The Lord is unlike us. You know, he's unlike us. He doesn't judge us. He doesn't try to make us look bad. Whatever you're going through. And the good thing about radio online ministry is that right now, you can give your life to Jesus in the comfort of your own home. Okay? You can do that. And if this is your time to go to God, this is your time to display your faith, your trust, your loving God, make today the day. If you're not in a church, then work on getting in a church. None of us are perfect, and just going to church alone will not send you to heaven. But it will help your soul and your mind when you fellowship, or when we fellowship with others. Do not worry about what others think or say, because all of us, as I said before, are trying to make it to heaven. None of us, from pastors on, none of us are perfect. If we were, we wouldn't be trying to seek who God is and trying to seek the word of God. Okay? So I want you to know that it's very important that we trust God and that we know that God is going to see us through. And as I said before, you don't have to be perfect or none of that. You really don't. You don't have to be perfect. God says, just come, because the Lord has been good to all of us. And if there's something that is bothering you, you take it to the Lord and leave it there, because he'll help you. The Lord is not like us and go tell the whole world. He's that type of Lord. He's loyal. Okay? And so as I begin to see if I can play this particular song, and it's entitled Available to You by Miss Melinda Watts and featuring Jay Moss, I want you to think about your availability unto the Lord. How much time do you give the Lord? What are you doing to work for the kingdom of God? And if there is a commercial that comes on, so be it, okay? But we're going to try to play this particular song because I really want you to think about it, okay? Really want you to think about how the Lord can help us. And this is Melinda Watts. Lord, I'm available to you.
Sing all your praises, though.
All right, that was Miss Melinda Watts, Available to You, featuring Mr. J. Moss. I have a few announcements to make before we conclude. Please be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Remember, a spiritual guide on the go is in your bookstores at barnesandnobles.com, at amazon.com, at amazonuk.com, and at follis.com, and at bookworld.com. So please be sure to pick up your copy. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for 171 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, published writers, authors, actors, actress, any type of person who's in the media, positive community leaders, please continue to reach out to Alfreda Love. That's Alfredalove, or Fredalove, and all of those on Facebook. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus ministry. In addition to that, let's make sure that we're cognizant of many dates that are coming up. On October 4th, we will have a Unity in the Community featuring Miss Angelia Robinson. I spoke to her, and she's very excited about this particular event. You may remember her from the Have and Have Nots, featuring the probably best director and producer of many of the plays, Mr. Tyler Perry. And I want to play this particular commercial for you. This event will be October 4th in Fort Worth, Texas. It will start at 2 p.m. So please be sure to seek information on my page as well as listen to this commercial.
Harmony.
Oneness.
Change.
Peace.
And unity is what the world needs. Join me in crossing the bridge of togetherness on October 4th, 2014 from 12 to 7 p.m. at Unity in the Community, a fun-filled event with food, live entertainment, dance workshops, vendors, fellowship, and much more. Unity in the Community will be held at the historic Grand Theater, 1100 Fabian Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76104. For information or to become a vendor, contact 781-797-0619. Be the change you want to see, starting with Unity in the Community, sponsored by The Voice at the Fishbowl Radio Network, 619 Productions, Foodland, number 53, and many more.
Yes, Lord. That's Unity in the Community, October 4th, featuring Miss Angelia Robinson. And we are waiting on the world to change, and we're going to do something about it so the world can change. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, speaking of Jesus, the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church will have a dinner theater, and the dinner theater is entitled Let the Church Say Amen. And this is a fun look at how we act in the church. And this is written by Ms. Farjay Tibbs. It's presented by the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor. Come eat and enjoy. This will be September 21st, 2014 at 6 o'clock p.m. Please mark it on your calendars. I'm going to give you 20 seconds to go grab your calendar or a sheet of paper. I'm getting excited just thinking about it. Please mark this dinner theater at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, that name should sound familiar, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco. Okay, that church is located right by Baylor University. Come eat and enjoy. This is September 21st, 2014 at 6 o'clock p.m. Donations is $12. For tickets, you can contact me or any choir member. And this will be held at the Bill Mead Civic Center. This is actually in my neck of the woods. Bill Mead Civic Center, I will give you directions if you need it, if you're coming from out of town or anything like that. But this is a dinner theater, and this is a great play written by Ms. Farjay Tibbs, and the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church is going to present this particular play. And with this particular, there are many things that happen in churches every day, especially with our choirs. And so this is a kind of like a satire. We're going to look at the church and what we do in the church, and we're going to correct those particular problems. So mark your calendar for September 21st and October 4th. In addition to that, we want to also make sure that we look ahead October 17th and 18th is going to be a momentous occasion as we are able to live our best lives through a seminar presentation with the Miss Queen, Oprah Winfrey, and her friends. And so that will be a great event, so be sure to look out for that. And I will also have highlights of that. I intend on taking pictures and writing a little bit about the experience so that you can feel the experience in case you're unable to attend. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to look out for the Love of Jesus Ministry, as I will have many different things going on. I'm going to set up a couple of scholarships and some other projects. I'm working hard trying to see what I'm going to do, and the Lord has blessed me with one opportunity, and I'm going to take that opportunity, and I'm going to work real hard to make it great. In addition to that, as I said before, continue to pray one for another. We pray for individuals who are in surgery, out of surgery, those who are going into surgery. I do want to make mention before I get on air tomorrow, please continue to make sure that you speak to your children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews of all ages about expectations when they go off to school. This could be expectations in the classroom, which means respect your teacher. It could be expectations outside, which means keep your hands and feet to yourself. It could be expectations at church, which means listen to the pastor. And make sure that we continue to reiterate that on a daily basis. Children do not learn those things overnight. It must be taught. Also make sure that we as adults, aunts and uncles, make sure that we're also being role models. Make sure that we're watching the things that we say around our youth. Make sure that we're also just being role models. It's okay to pray for your child before they go off to school because you never know what may happen. This life is so uncertain. It's uncertain the next minute, you know. And so we want to make sure that we're praying for our youth and our children. If you do not believe in prayer, then I'm going to pray for you in lieu of that. But let's make sure we're doing that. As far as our youth who are, who constantly just go places, we pray for them as well. We pray that God's protection be around them. We pray for each listener. We pray for each person who's going to listen. We pray for the Love of Jesus Ministry, the host. We pray for many events that are coming up, platforms, availabilities. We pray that if you need a speaker, love is the answer. Yes, I speak on education and religion. I have a few speaking gigs, praise God. But if you need someone, please be sure to email me at emoneya_love@yahoo.com. Today I'm also going to change my particular background so that you can have an update of all the events and things that are happening. So once again, I would like to say if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, and we will have an emphasis on our youth. Please take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.